It's a podcast, strangely, about Gerry Anderson.
I like a little bit of everything. Red button is go!
Would you be happy to watch a random episode of a Gerry Anderson series?
I would absolutely love to.
Anything can happen in the next half hour.
Hello! Special guest.
Very special.
Hello. What a nice surprise.
Hooray.
Yes, well, I'm excited. I have a ticket to watch Stingray.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to this.
I cannot wait. I can't remember the last time I watched a Stingray.
Did you see it in colour or black and white?
It was probably black and white. I mean, okay. I literally have not seen any Stingray since I first saw it whenever I was, 60s.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, then we better enjoy it in colour.
Well, we will.
Specs on. So that's how you used to see it.
Yes,
that's it. That's exactly.
Everyone wore shades of grey.
But also sort of slightly fizzy like that because the reception was so bad.
Have you seen it in HD before or is this the first time?
I mean, this is astonishing. It is like a whole new show.
Mm. Yeah, it's so beautiful and so colourful.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we've said it before, the fact that they went to these incredible lengths to make it look so good that it would hold up in HD.
Yeah, I know, that was nice.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, AP Films, for being so generous.
Yeah. Also, they had the budget to make it look that good.
Yeah.
This, I know I'm a huge Thunderbirds fan, but this is so exciting, this opening sequence. Mm. The drumming is really fantastic. And the brass.
Yeah. It was the kind of definitive, exciting action opening, I think.
Yeah.
Set the tone for Thunderbirds and everything beyond.
Yeah.
And as lovely as 5XL5's intro was, it wasn't really the same as that. It didn't have the energy.
Well, it was the first orchestral big orchestra sound, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, and it really, really was.
Look at that. It does look like the bottom of a fish tank.
It does look like
no.
a fish tank. Yes, it does.
Sorry.
But how dare you?
But the best fish tank in the world.
Yeah, thank you, Nicola. That's why you're the special guest, you see. Yeah, all the tricks with the lighting and the bubbles up front.
Fish?
Yeah. Proper real fish in a fish tank.
It was a fish tank.
Yes, all right. I mean, if you want to be technical about it.
The ghost ship.
Ooh,
that's such
lovely.
A great dramatic opening.
Look at that model, though.
Yeah.
That is astonishing. And how big would that have been, Jamie?
Ooh.
Roughly.
I mean, I don't know. A few, three feet, four feet, I guess. Must have been to be as detailed as it is. Maybe bigger.
And the tank would have been
pretty sizable.
Yeah.
But all that clever way of shooting where the camera's down so low and you sort of get
the shots
infinity
are so
horizon.
Filmic. It's incredible.
World Equinox Patrol Headquarters.
I love anything involving the water. Because it always looks like it must have been harder.
Oh well, Stingray's your show then, Nicola, in that case.
World video phone. I mean, who knew back in the day that we'd have one of those in our pocket?
Yeah.
You know, a world video phone.
Well, it's Zoom, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's Zoom in 1964.
Foreign vessel sighted. Appears to be ancient galleon. There, the message was terminated.
An ancient galleon.
That's what I said. We don't know what it means any more than you do.
I love the contrast of the high-tech wheelchair and the cigar.
Yeah.
Because everybody smoked.
Yeah.
And look, they're playing
everybody
chess on
live forever.
Yeah. Playing chess on a slightly wobbly chessboard.
Message did mention heavy fog. Could be they were mistaken about the galleon.
Yeah. Maybe it was an old wreck. The fog would have
slightly, not sexist question, but definitely kind of childhood question. Was Troy Tempest a heartthrob for either of you?
Try. Phones.
No. I was a toy boy, so I took on the roles rather than
okay, so you'd rather be Troy.
Yeah.
I fell in love with everyone and everything.
She's not picky.
So, you know, I've not got any better, really.
Okay.
You know, I was saying how much I quite like you know, Jeff Tracy now, he's more my age.
Well, I think if anything, I probably quite fancied the women.
Oh, really?
Back then. Yeah.
Okay, so Marina and Atlanta more your bag back then.
Yeah.
Power from Stingray. See,
oh, look at that.
The colours are just incredible. There's his little ordnance survey map. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
But even the sound design, which makes you feel so convinced that something really is underwater.
Yeah.
I don't think anything else at the time was going to that level with the music and the sound.
So that was... How was that done then? Was that...
So fish tank between the set and the camera. So you're shooting through the water with the fish in it, and bubbles coming up, and then a dry set behind.
Oh, so the model would be behind.
Yeah. Being very carefully flown.
Very clever.
He's talking into his Apple phone.
Yeah, look, I've got one of them. But that, actually, joking apart, a lot of what was on these shows was what we take for granted now in technology.
Sure, I could do a little combat duty for a change.
Well, sir, we'd better be getting back.
I'm envious of that hair, I have to say.
Oh, me too.
The women's hair.
They're on the surface. I want to know.
But they all have so many of them. It's interesting that these were modelled on film stars.
Mm.
But so many of the ones in Thunderbirds just have those, you know, A-list Hollywood profiles, don't they? They just have the cheekbones and the look.
Troy's got that to some degree, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So do you remember watching Nicola Stingray?
I do, but I'm trying to think, where am I remembering? I mean, it must have been shown again when I was older, because I would have been nearly four when this came out. I was 3 3/4.
Yes, I must have watched repeats.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have watched it going out originally.
But I think I was my father's excuse for watching these things, so I would have been plonked there. So,
what? Because it was perceived as a children's thing. So,
well, I think my mother would be thinking, "Why are you watching this?" So, because my mother never watched any of these things. She never used to watch really Doctor Who because she'd be in the kitchen making dinner.
That's right. Yes.
So the woman was busy cooking. So it would be Dad who'd sit and watch these things with us.
Wait.
Yeah. I love even the detail on the boots. Look, that gold braid down
and
the side.
Green sort of felt soles on them as well.
Wonderful.
It's a galleon.
Look at that shot.
And was the felt, presumably that was to stop them clonking, the puppets, do you think?
There's no live sound on the set, so they could clonk as much as they like.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably just beautiful costume stuff.
The costuming is stunning, isn't it?
Mm.
No, sir.
And all the cat... Again, I wouldn't have noticed that.
No.
I think now I would love to have made those little costumes and all the little ones. I'll give her a call on the loudhailer.
Ahoy there! Ahoy there!
They're very manly men, aren't they?
They are very manly men. Don't say that too much, I'll get very excited.
Like talking to a ghost ship.
Oh.
Okay, Captain. I'm going across to her.
Right, sir. I'll get ready to come with you.
No, Captain. Your place is here in Stingray. Phones with us.
Feels like a dangerous move.
Well, okay. Jump to it, Phones. Good luck.
Thanks, Troy.
But how did you feel as kids, or even now, about Troy and his dalliances? Playing Marina and Atlanta off one another.
I don't think I would even have noticed.
No?
Do you know? No, that it wasn't the sort of whole love interplay or the relationship interplay didn't really figure in.
Oh, that's good.
Life. No, it would have been the adventure.
Or look at in the same way.
That's so great. Yeah. The real hands, the hairy hands. Great.
Because it used to really put me off.
Did it?
The romance bit when I watched it as a kid, yeah.
Mm.
I think because, yes, boys get put off by romance.
Icky.
Yes, exactly.
Kissing.
Whereas the girls just kind of, just ignore it, really, in a way.
Yeah,
I mean, I wasn't sitting there thinking, like, Is this woman mute electively, or is it or is it just trauma?
Well, that's nice, though, because it speaks to the writing on two levels, isn't it? Yeah. You can enjoy it as kids and not be put off by the love rat thread.
I think that's what was good about Doctor Who, was that there was no sexual there was no snogging, yeah. There was no anything.
In our day. So,
well, how things have changed.
Yes. As the saying was, no hanky-panky in the TARDIS. That was it.
That's right.
But plenty of hanky-panky in Marineville.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually, isn't it, that exists for a children's programme, because it's not really a children's theme.
Smoking, boozing,
yeah,
romance. Well, this is lovely and spooky, isn't it? A massive set.
So great.
I guess for this.
He's always got such a big smile on his face, hasn't he? It's how he hides how scared he is. That's what it is. I've got my confident look.
That Rictus smile. I love the creaking.
Yeah. Again, not just amazing attention to detail on the sound, not just the sets and the puppets and the models.
You've not enhanced or done anything, it's just
No, this is all as was.
So far, so good.
How about the cabin, sir? Anything there?
We're just about to check, Troy. Did you get that phone?
PW, a lot.
But I think the music is in the right place as well. It comes in at just the right moment, and sound effects as well.
Yeah.
But it relies on the actors and the sound effects a lot.
Yeah.
Let's take a look inside.
Well, you two are both doing plenty of audio dramas, and you know how beautifully they can work.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this would just work, you know, even without the visuals. But then we'd be missing all this beautiful...
The model making, I know. Look at that. That's what I'd have liked to do. Some little bread rolls and in a dish.
Sophie Alden's dream come true. Making model bread rolls.
Absolutely. It's still steaming.
Yeah.
But where?
Hey, what was that?
Pull yourself together, man.
Oh, God, no.
Here we go.
I'm being lowered into the depths of the galleon.
I'm leaving Stingray right now.
Stay right where you are, Troy, and await further orders.
That voice is great.
Troy, we're going to see this thing through. There's no turning back. And remember, stay right where you are.
Lovely little costume.
Yeah, that blue jacket. Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's lovely as well, isn't it? Look at that shot.
It's so beautiful.
Stingray to Commander Shaw.
Would it have all been storyboarded?
I actually don't know. I mean, I'm sure they must have done some.
Because the shots are
very
so well thought out.
Yeah, beautifully directed, all of it.
Are brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah.
Or you will die. Oh. Weird cool phones. Maybe a bluff.
Oh, wow.
That your hearts now obey my command. Drop your weapons.
What do we do, Commander?
Guess we have little choice.
Now what?
Oh, no.
You have walked into my trap like flies into the spider's web. Now, watch.
Oh, what's going on?
That hair's great.
Isn't it great? It looks a bit like a pan scourer thing.
To get us interested.
Yes, Commander. And there is no escape.
Oh, and he's got bare feet.
He's a strange underworld species.
Who are you and what do you want with us?
Fishy type.
No consequence. My home is beneath the ocean, and I want the destruction of you and Captain Troy Tempest for crimes against the advancement of the underwater people.
Oh,
okay.
That sounds serious.
Why are they such criminals against the advancement of underwater people?
Yes.
And make sure he comes to my galleon, or you
It's a kind of very general thing, isn't it?
We refuse, the end will be the same.
I don't think we need to get too specific into
No, I'm really worrying about it now. Yeah, I'm thinking, what have they actually done?
What if you were...
Have they done it knowingly?
Yes.
Will there be a court trial?
Yeah.
Will it be biased?
Because aren't they trying to promote the advancement of underwater species?
Well, is that wasp's job?
What is their, what's their mission remit? Statement?
Well,
do we know?
Security of the seas, really, isn't it?
Which basically means...
It means if you're coming towards the land, piss off.
We're going to shoot you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, they are.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They are sort of somewhat aggressive.
Right, that's true.
Well, it's about time.
Never thought I'd be discussing the moral ambiguity of Stingray today.
Yeah, I think it's quite important. They're sort of like underwater Navy SEALs.
Yeah, they are.
Because are they... They are American, presumably, or is it just...
Yes, yeah. This is... is it Pacific Coast, I think they're supposed to be?
Right.
Yeah.
But Commander...
Oh, yeah, so basically they are just shooting everything that isn't American.
Yeah.
Oh, well, plus ça change.
You leave me no choice.
I love his sort of clam beard.
Yes.
You know,
oh.
No! How dare you hurt Stingray?
Dive!
I've just remembered that in the attic, in its box, I've got this plastic model of Stingray that I've never made.
Oh my goodness. Well, now's the time.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Yeah.
Hey, Commander, we're going down.
Yes, my ship is equally effective beneath the sea. Not.
I keep looking at the little details, like the playing cards there.
Yeah.
And the things in the background.
Candelabra in the back there. Yeah. Ceremonial axe.
Stingray is definitely one of the games I used to play in the bath. I don't know if that's too much information, but it's
fun.
It was a kid's thing, wasn't it? You get the bubble bath, I'd have a boat there, and it would be like the boat's in trouble, Stingray.
Yeah. Actually, Adam had
the
a Stingray.
The little rubber fish things.
Or Adam, and he played with Stingray in the bath.
You can still do it now if you want, Nicola.
Okay. Yeah, no one's stopping me.
No.
I'm a proper grown-up.
I'm ordering. Can't you see you're wasting your time, Commander? Tempest will never fire the missiles while I have you prisoner.
Oh,
there we
are. I have your colleagues at my mercy. If you are not aboard this ship in 20 marine minutes, they will die. That is all.
What's a 20 a marine minute? It's like a marine
They faster or shorter?
I think they're very similar to
very similar.
Terranean minutes, to be honest.
Okay.
Just makes it sound more wet.
Yeah. Stingray.
It's not like a knot or something like that.
No, I don't think so.
Is there anything to report?
Plenty, and there isn't much time. I'm sorry to have to break the news to you like this, Atlanta, but
your father's being held prisoner on an alien ship.
Just
you know.
Commander's ordered me to destroy it.
You can't do that.
That's right, I can't.
I guess I'll have to surrender. If only I could figure a way to get them out of there. Wait a minute.
Is this a job for Marina?
I hope so. Because Marina has just, like, been sitting around looking like she's in a bit of a sort of slightly drugged haze, actually, so far. But
I'll call you back later. Maybe.
Oh.
Oh. Wish me luck.
Oh, she's crying. No, look.
And please be careful.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, she really does love him.
Yeah. Misplaced, though, isn't it?
I used to have a feeling, I'm thinking about it now, that everything that Anderson, you know, Productions made was for me, personally.
It was!
You know.
You're right, we finally tracked you down.
It was like, there's Marina, very quiet, like my mum, who was always very elegant and beautiful, you know, but she didn't say a lot. And so then she's the girl. And then you get Tracy Island. My sister was called Tracy. My first husband was Scott. You know, I'm living the Anderson.
You really are.
So Marina now has to be. I'm hoping she's the rescue.
Troy isn't coming. He's going to blow you and this ship to eternity.
I don't...
I wonder how the marine clock works. I want to see. It hasn't got any numbers.
Are you going to fire your missiles? Or are you going to stay on?
Well, considering how many people they've got on board, they've got a lot of cobwebs. That's so
yes.
You've seen no one to do the cleaning.
Right, Marina. Let's have the pill.
Oh.
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 I sure hope it works.
Is it going to grow him some gills?
Oh, there's the marine clock. Oh, I see.
Just running down.
It runs
on a timer.
He's just leaving, Stingray. If we ever get out of this, I'll see that he's busted.
So what do we think the pill was for?
The pill.
His lungs.
Breathing underwater.
Last longer. It's a Valium in case he has a panic attack.
The airlock entrance is towards the star.
He doesn't need Viagra anyway.
Definitely not with his look.
Well, there's the title for this episode of the podcast.
We may now have to just put a certificate on this one.
Yeah. Thanks, Sophie.
Sorry.
Guess we're all finished now.
I'd already seen the harpoons. When are they going to use them?
Well, when the marine minutes count down, I guess.
Yeah,
but you should put Troy in a spot.
Tempest has entered the airlock.
Oh.
Welcome, Captain Troy Tempest.
Okay, I'm here.
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Oh, handsomely wet there. Yeah.
It does look great.
Very impressive.
3 minutes left. You didn't really believe that I would release them, did you?
Oh.
Why, you double
crossing.
Still in one piece.
Lover suppresses all those expletives.
The captain will be punished. I will see to it. He will be taken to my underwater city, and his death will be...
Their faces are coming towards being much more real, aren't they?
Mm.
And by Thunderbirds, the modelling is even more realistic, isn't it? There's a lot of real hands in this
one. Lots of real hands. And it also feels quite quick-cutting compared to... Certainly compared to Fireball, maybe compared to other Stingray things.
No, they are beyond help. This pistol says so, Tempest, and don't be deceived. It is very powerful.
Oh, the marine clocks nearly run out. Thinks.
It's not looking good, is it?
But those harpoons are gonna...
We got about 3 minutes left.
That went very quickly.
Yeah.
I don't see.
Maybe time works very differently underwater.
Yeah, yes.
It's a modern jump cut, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I must admit, you are brave to laugh at certain death.
Oh, it's laughing gas.
He took serious pills.
Serious pills.
Holmes, what are you laughing at?
It's a great contrast, isn't it? Troy's crying face.
He's just looking hunky and serious.
Stop laughing!
Who would have thought it? Get them helpless with laughter.
Yes, thank goodness.
Later, Commander.
That was a lovely shot as well.
That was great.
Yeah, we were almost dead.
Did they actually manage to... I couldn't see it. It was so quick.
It was a whip. They must have done a cut across the whip, I'm sure. But it was really nicely done.
Beautifully done.
They took quite the...
Emergency air tanks, Commander. One of them contains laughing gas.
Oh, how convenient. They took quite the gamble that the alien physiology would react in the same way.
Could have gone in any direction. Might have made them more violent.
Yeah. Oh, they're both dead.
Well, I guess they'll be out until I've towed this galleon back to the States. It'll be great.
States, there we go.
Okay. And as for you, you'll go on trial for what you did to the Arcadia.
Naughty alien.
No, but he was only trying to protect the integrity of the underwater.
Yeah.
You are further charged with flagrant insubordination and failure to carry.
What's a tremograph?
It measures tremors.
See?
Nicola, I knew, obviously.
Tremors under the ocean?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Right, okay. Sorry, am I asking many different questions?
No, not at all. And if any seismologists are watching, please do write in.
also the gallant plan to rescue your colleague Phones. And of course, we mustn't forget the rescue of your commanding officer, namely myself. And I want to ask.
He looks slightly like he's got Mickey Mouse.
Human hands again.
It's men like you that make me proud to command the World Aquanaut Security Patrol.
Aww.
There you go. Well, hurrah! Hey. Hurrah for Troy. What a hero.
Oh, what a nice ending. What a nice story.
But he didn't go back to Atlanta and say, hello, dry your tears.
Yes, and Marina was of no help apart from handing a glass of water and a pill. You do.
I mean, when you start to pick it apart in terms of female agency, you're right. That wasn't so great.
This is where she comes into her own, though, isn't it?
Yep.
So are we to assume that this is Troy Tempest's sort of dream at the end of each episode? You know, that...
I guess so.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Because you get that sense of... This is the bit where the boys have left the room now, because the action's finished.
Yeah. It's all lovey-dovey. Yeah.
Whereas, as a girl, I was like, I love this song.
Oh, this is so lovely and romantic. I mean,
It's all in his head. You wish, Troy Tempest. Yes.
Well, or maybe this has all happened and it will happen in the future. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe.
I'd actually
it
never considered it.
It leaves a lot of questions, doesn't it?
It does. And look, I mean, this is so tragic.
Yes.
It's awful.
Atlanta, you've got to sort yourself out.
I think Phones is a much better bet, actually.
Oh, really?
Well, more trustworthy. Well, maybe he's not as chiselled, but, you know, it's not always the good looks.
Well,
that win
looks,
the day.
Looks fade. Imagine what Troy looks like now.
Oh, yeah, he'd probably need to have a facelift to look like that now.
Or four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's still a love rat.
It probably accounts, though, for my absolute crush on James Garner later.
Ah,
because, there you go. You know.
Makes perfect sense.
You'd set it up for me again.
Yes, yeah, you took more of your life.
I have to admit, I have got the single of that Marina.
Oh, yeah.
The beautiful picture on her of her on it.
Mm. Oh, that's so lovely.
I had the, was it the 45, wasn't it?
Mm.
The 45,
yes.
But all my records, except for like two or three, because I kept them in a pile on top of my toy box, and they were in a pile. And I don't know, we went away for our summer holiday, and when we came back, it had been really hot and they'd all melted.
Oh.
No, I warped.
And I saved a few. I have a few in a box, but I think I was given the box after the big melt.
Mm.
And the big melt included all the Beatles.
This is a tragedy.
That is a tragedy.
Because, I mean, I was quite far ahead, and I think I was only four or five when I proposed to Paul McCartney. So I was quite into crushes, you know. So, and I remember, my mother said that I asked, will he wait for me, you know. Because I loved Paul McCartney, so, you know.
And that's so sweet, but so tragic.
It is. And, yes, and many other things, too. But inappropriate could even be a word. But... Yes, so, yes, I had instant crushes all the time. I even, you know, Captain Scarlet.
I think I have
many.
Now,
I'm amazed I didn't marry a lot of men in uniform, really.
It's so surprising.
I did have a weakness for that, but, you know, just managed to control it.
Did we decide that Phones was the one to go for if you had to?
Well, no, I wouldn't. I'd go for the, probably, back in the day, I would have gone for the Unavailable Man, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the tragedy of my life, really.
Didn't realise this was going to turn into psychotherapy. however, we all seem to really enjoy that.
It was fantastic.
And the colour and the detail.
And it was a fun story and a great fun resolution.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, with your serious pills.
Can we do another 10? That's what I
mean. Well, you may watch some more, possibly, but first you have to score this out of five.
I was going to say 9.5.
Out of five, that's a very good score.
Yes, I think so. Well, it's got to be I think if Marina had done a little bit more, it would have been a five. I think it's a four.
Yeah?
I think it's a four.
I think it's pretty good. I agree, a bit weak on the women.
Yes, and they do have agency in other apps, but not this one.
The galleon is amazing, and the mist, and the details.
And the food, the bread rolls, and the little...
The barrels. The wine thing, the card player, every detail inside the galleon was extraordinary. So I think it's a four.
Solid yeah. four.
It's
I'm a four.
It's a four from me.
Okay, 12 out of 15. That's a very good score for Stingray. Yeah. Well done, Stingray.
Yes, bravo, Stingray. Encore! Hi, I'm Sophie Aldred.
And I'm Nicola Burns.
And we've just watched an incredible episode of Stingray. And we voted for it, and it got a really high vote.
Yes, it did.
We loved it. Yeah, and we talked non-stop.
Let's go.
All the way through.
New session.
Yeah.
I decided I now want to be a model maker with doing little free bits of food and stuff.
And I'm going to eat them.